perhaps the most emotional, heart-wrenching and intense scene in the entirety of Krishna's pastimes is the moment when Akrura arrives in Vrindavan to take Krishna and Balaram away. Kamsa, in deep fear, has sent for them in order to try and kill them. And when Krishna and Balaram hear of Kamsa's challenge, they jump on the chariot, ready for battle. As Krishna and Balaram jump onto the chariot, the gopis, the milkmaids of Vrindavan, are beside themselves with tears in their eyes. The fact that Krishna and Balaram will be leaving Vrindavan, the fact that they won't see their beloved objects of affection on a day-to-day basis, is intolerable. Krishna tries to comfort them. He tries to console them. Krishna says, "Don't worry, I'll be back soon." And in this way, Krishna gradually is taken by Akrura away in the chariot. The gopis look at Akrura and say, "You are like the messenger of Yamaraj. Just like the Yamadutas take the soul from the body, you've taken Krishna from Vrindavan and you've left us lifeless." And in this way, the gopis remain in Vrindavan in a state of being stunned in transcendental separation, unable to function like normal people. As Akrura drives off outside of Vrindavan, he stops on the border and decides to take a bath in Yamuna. First, Krishna and Balaram come off the chariot, they bathe. They come back, and then Akrura goes to take his bath. And as he goes to take his bath in the sacred Yamuna waters, to his amazement, he sees Krishna and Balaram there. As he comes back to the chariot, confused and bewildered, he sees Krishna and Balaram on the chariot. More confusion. Then Akrura goes back to the Yamuna, and this time he sees Krishna and Balaram again, but in their majestic forms. They accompany Akrura back to the chariot, and the chariot continues on outside of Vrindavan. This pastime at Akrura Ghat has a deep significance. Vrindavanam parityaja padamekam nagacchati. Krishna never takes one step outside of Vrindavan. And even when he does, it's not the Vrindavan Krishna that leaves, but it's simply an expansion. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Today at Akrura Ghat, we can reflect. Krishna will never leave us in our life. Even sometimes when it feels like we can't understand Krishna's acts, we can't understand Krishna's arrangements, we can rest assured that whatever he does to increase the bond of affection between the devotee and God. Even when Krishna is seemingly invisible, Krishna is very much present.